it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, have some thank yous to dole out before we wrap up the terrific Football Tuesday edition of You Better You Bet with all our bets for tonight in the world of sports. And by that I mean Femi's bets, Jake's bets, and Tyler's bets. The bet that I'm making is save my marriage by spending time with my wife because there's no football tonight. So that's what has to happen for me. That's the bet that I am making. It's the bet on my marriage. So find out what the guys think coming up momentarily. But first, some thank yous. We had two tremendous guests on the show today. Odyssey Sports NFL insider Mark Schlereth, who was awesome, breaking down, among other things, his Fox Sports teammate Tom Brady, and if there's a conflict of interest there. Also gave us some interesting thoughts on the Chiefs and the Bengals and their chances to make the playoffs, since he without Joe Burrow and the Chiefs at 0-2. And then you just heard from the whale capper Drew Dinsick, his best bets for week 3 in the NFL. And if you, dear listener and dear viewer, missed our guests, missed today's show, 4 hours of wagertainment, don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Just search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. You can catch up on everything you missed, including Femi's Hour, where he gave out his best bet to make in the Heisman Trophy market this week. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. Our show sponsor is BetMGM, and we want you, dear listener and dear viewer, to swing big on your next MLB parlay by using today's Parlay Boost token to score a bigger payout. If your baseball parlay hits, make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. Our executive producer is Bill Zimmerman. Our technical director, Tyler Morales, who's wearing socks with sandals. Our engineer is Jake the Snake Hassan. Our video producer is God's Perfect Creation, Downtown Mike Brown, who promised last week he would get Mark Schlereth's video situation fixed. Mark Schlereth was on the phone today. And our associate producer, the great Addie Bates. Coming up after us is a 4-hour live betting extravaganza known to you and yours as BetMGM Tonight, featuring our pal Ryan Horvath and our guest at this time, the extremely entertaining and the very handsome Brad Evans. Brad, happy Tuesday. Hola, amigo.
Hola, amigos. Happy Team Huevos Tuesday to you and yours.
Oh, I love that. So Brad will give us his best bets for tonight in a moment. But we were talking last week, Brad. This is not the setup to a joke. This is true. Femi, myself, and Bill were talking last week. So I say this, and I'm curious if you agree with this. So who does, like, the imaging on your guy's show? Is it Russ, like the Chicago voice guy that does your imaging?
Yes, primarily.
Do you think he's good?
Yeah, he's got a great voice.
Okay, I think he's terrible. And he does our imaging, and I think it sucks. And I'm ready for something new. And we were talking, and I was like, you know who actually, like, who might be great is Brad. Like, Brad's, like, in on the bit. He's very funny. He makes us laugh. So we have emailed, Bill Zimmerman emailed Brad the things copy. Like, the copy, like, for the imaging. And, Jake, get it ready in case we want to play it, just for context of what we're talking about here. And, Brad, we were hoping that you could, and obviously, like, audition implies that you want this gig. You may not want it. But I was hoping that you would audition for us here. We'll see how we like it. And maybe that you would be one of the new voices of You Better You Bet, like doing our imaging. How do you feel about that?
No pressure. Let's rock.
Okay, so first, just for context, Jake is going to play the open to things. I think this is overproduced. It's entirely too dramatic. There's too much sauce on it, or rouse, as we call it, for Russ's sauce, rouse. Go ahead, Jake, play it.
We've scanned the globe. We've searched near and far. We've found the best of the best. And now, You Better You Bet brings you things.
All right, we can cut it. Actually, you know, let's just bring the bed down. Yeah, leave it up a little bit. So, Brad, can you give us your best? Like, you're doing the imaging here. You are going to be a star voiceover guy. How would you read the thing's copy?
Certainly wouldn't do it with that much dramatic flair. So let's go ahead and give it a whirl in 3, 2. We've scanned the globe. We've searched near and far. We've found the best of the best. And now, you bet, brings you things.
Honestly, Brad's way better than Russ. Femi, do you, like, yes. And you, Femi, you can be honest. Like, who's better?
Brad is a big time talent. I also will say this, though. I know Brad's got a little bit more velocity that he can go to. Like if we want to ratchet it up a little bit. Yeah. Now, we don't want to ratchet up too much. We don't want too much Ross on it. But, like, there's a little bit more there that I think Brad – but I think we're close. I think we're close.
Brad, do you want to give it – because – so you can be honest. And like, were you, like, a little purposefully, like dialed back there?
Not really. I'm just me being me. But we can give it a second chance if you guys want to hear another copy.
How about this? This is how I put it. Like Brad Evans did that first audition. I need the bald freak for this one.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so you want a little extra spice. All right, here we go.
Yeah.
In 3, 2, we've scanned the globe. We've searched near and far. We found the best of the best. And now you bet, brings you things.
That was a little freaky deaky. We're gonna convene. We're gonna convene, Brad. So, like, if we decide collectively that we would like for Brad Evans to voice some of our imaging, if we make that decision, are you open to doing that for us?
Yes. If tequila's involved as payment, I'm in.
So when we're in Vegas for the NCAA tournament, like, drinks on us, and you'll read some imaging for us.
Lo añejo.
Hells to the yes! I'm in on that fact.
Oh, I absolutely love it. Brad Evans is the voice of you. I honestly feel like I've been waiting for this moment for all my life.
Oh, that football.
Oh Lord, Brad, what's the best bet for tonight in the world of sports?
I'm not going to give you a bet tonight. I'm going to look ahead to Thursday because you want to grab this before the plus money goes bye-bye. I'm taking the over on Devon Achane. 5.5 receptions at +115 there at BetMGM. He is going to be a busy man in the checkdown game. It's going to be dump off Devon in this one. A guy who has really accumulated a ton of catches against the Buffalo Bills in his career. In fact, the last couple of games, he has gone north of 50 yards receiving and back-to-back contest, caught at least 7 balls in those as well. And a guy is going to be scoreboard chasing is numero uno in team target percentage among all running backs through 2 weeks of play. So Devon Achane going to be dynamite as a receiver in garbage time. Over 5.5 catches at +115. I can't believe it's plus money.
Brad, we appreciate everything. You're the best. Have a great show tonight on BetMGM tonight. We will catch up with you tomorrow where we will play, what's the name of the game? Name that prop? Guess that prop?
Predict the prop.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, a little alliteration. Mm. Brad, we're looking forward to that. Have a great show. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Zebby Matthews over 5.5 Ks. I'm out.
So he put some rouse on that at the end there with the I'm out. The great Brad Evans joining us on the show. BetMGM tonight coming up after us. All right. Bill Zimmerman is with us, our executive producer. Bill, what did you think of Brad's audition? Do you like him more or less than Russ?
I thought Brad did an excellent job. I think that would change things up a little bit. Like, we have Russ that does the hour open. So if we have Brad do some of the segment imaging, I think it would punch things up.
Should Brad do the actual open of the show or no? No, right?
I think we can have Russ.
Yeah, yeah. It might Russ be an encroachment if Brad did the actual open.
Bill, will there be a new open tomorrow?
There would have been a new open at 5:00. I blew that one. So if we wanted to play the 4:00 open at 5, we had it. I thought I sent it to Jake, but but technology defeated me.
What do you think of Mike Brown's inability to get Mark Schlereth on video this week?
This goes beyond Mike Brown. It's not good. But yeah, it's just beyond Mike.
Would you like to share anyone who may or may not be at fault, or do you not want to do that?
No, I mean it's a collective from above.
Oh, okay. Yes.
Nick, if you're...
Bill has just backed up the world's largest truck over everyone that works for the company. Thank you very much. The great Bill Zimmerman here on the show.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's drop the dope best beat, and we'll get to the best for tonight. Femi, what do you got cooking for tonight in sports?
I got some W. Nothing for me in baseball, but we have the WNBA playoffs, a couple of game twos, potential elimination games that we have on our docket there. The Dream have a 1-0 series lead, as do the Aces. I'm going to back the Aces. I think my beloved Seattle Storm go down, and they are eliminated tonight. Asia Wilson, I've been saying it all throughout this summer. She's got that look, and I think she's going to advance, and her team's going to cover the number. There's a 4 out there. I will be laying that 4. I like the Aces, but I think this is going to be set up to an interesting betting spot to where I think a lot of folks are going to be like, this is the Aces' time, collision course with them in Minnesota. I think the Atlanta Dream will beat them in the next round, but the Aces get it done tonight. They'll cover the number.
Oh, so wait. So if I wanted to, like, Aces money line, what am I parlaying it with? Tyler and Jake, you guys got anything good?
I mean, I like to think so. I'm with Brad on Zebulon's over for the strikeouts. Stole that one for me. I also like the Royals at home against Logan Gilbert, who's terrible on the road. I'll take the Padres, too, at a plus money price and fade the Mets, who are trying their best to get out of the playoffs and just fall out of the wild card. So, sure, give me Michael King at plus money. I hope so, because it would be so funny, and I would laugh very, very hard.
Me too.
Not at Femi, but at the Mets.
I would love it. Tyler, what do you got? Yeah. What's the best bet for tonight? And then, like, we need to figure out what the one best bet is to parlay with Aces money line.
Well, I like the Mets tonight, so I don't know if you want my bet. They're Clay Holmes starting, and then Sean Manaea's coming. They're not going to let Clay Holmes pitch like 5 innings, which I think probably helps. And they're trying something new, so give me the Mets and the money line.
All right, so Femi, you want to break? Like, what is the bet that we want to pair with the Aces money line?
How about you pair it with the other WNBA game that tips off in about 30 minutes? The Atlanta Dream do a moneyline favorite.
Dream Aces?
Dream Aces.
Tyler, why don't you like that? You're shaking.
Because the Mets are going to win.
So three-teamer?
Yeah.
Dream Aces Mets?
Oh, baby.
Mets are dreaming of an ace. Is it Clay Holmes?
Yes. Yes.
Can't wait. When my wife says, hey, like, it's Tuesday, why are you looking at your phone? Well, Femi told me Asia Wilson had that look. He literally goes, I said all summer that Asia Wilson's got that look.
I've been saying it, man.
Like, if I've said it once, I've said it a billion times. Asia Wilson, she's got that look.
Wait till tomorrow night. One of the great stories in sports goes down as the Lynx beat the Valkyries.
Trying to think of, like, what else can Brad Evans voice for us? Now, like, I'm very excited for all the possibilities. All right, we'll catch everybody tomorrow on a wonderful Football Wednesday. Until then, for Femi Abebefe, I'm Nick Costos, wishing you, dear listener and dear viewer, minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.